Ham.
Baldy.
Ham.
Monto.
Cam.
Connor.
It is that time of year again as we salute the graduates, as it is graduation season. For some, it's the beginning of the rest of your life, and it also means the life you knew is now over.
Shout out to the youngest brother just graduated from A&M.
Oh.
Is his name brother?
Brian Baldwin?
No.
Drake.
Drake?
Yes.
If you want, it's Baldy.
It's a big moment. Where do you graduate from?
A&M.
A&M. Yes, as I just said.
I wasn't listening. A&M. Would you graduate?
Yes, as I just said.
Graduate? Yeah. Or where did he graduate?
What degree did he have?
Meteorology. Hmm. He's going to be a weatherman in OKC.
Well, so he already has a job lined up?
Yeah. He'll be a Thunder fan doing Thunder things.
Thunder up.
Yeah.
So he's going to report on,
thunder
on
up. The Thunder.
Tornado. Is
the Thunder's Thunder. Yeah.
Is Oklahoma a coveted job in meteorology because of all the...
Is there Mecca?
Yeah.
Because it's the tornado alley? Yeah.
Thunder up. Probably.
If you, I mean, if you had a brother that was in that field, you could ask him, maybe.
We can ask him. Do we pivot and call him?
Can, no. If you want. They're at they're up in Indy watching the Indy 500 today.
So did he have to turn...
Whatever it is.
How many cows did it take for him to go through meteorology school?
Let's see.
And did Well, because that's how they... Again, he comes from a cow family.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, flying cows. How many cows do you have to report
I'm
on?
I'm talking about...
I think if we strap three of them together, you could probably have them pull a car
like
from,
a cow chariot?
Yeah.
All right.
Down to college.
I found out they just have, at all times, like 400 pounds of beef in their freezer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What about pork?
Well, if they're pig farmers, maybe.
What about lettuce?
But they're cattle farmers.
Lettuce is separate. Sold,
what about
sold
eggs?
Separately. Also sold separately.
Well, shout out to Drake.
Yeah.
Baldwin.
Right.
Yeah. Shout out to Drake. Yeah.
Brother.
It's a big moment in one's life, as I was saying. If given the opportunity to graduate, a culmination of things not only big for you, but also big for your parents as well.
More so than, I think, in a lot of cases.
It's like a relief, really, for them.
Yeah, I don't have to
thank
pay.
God, we're not the biggest screw-ups ever.
Yeah, we did right.
We got them through the state-mandated education program.
Mm-hmm. What years did you guys graduate?
High school or college?
Either.
High school class of 11... And then college took me a while. It was 23.
Okay. I was 09 high school, and for college, 2015. Because I double majored.
Yeah, I dropped out of college like twice and ended up going back.
That's what we call perseverance.
Hey, guys.
Thank you. But you also gave up a couple times, but then came back, so it's perseverance.
Correct.
Did you guys walk?
Well.
You're a jerk.
Yeah.
What? I can ask Baldy if he walked.
He said you guys.
I was looking at him. I wasn't getting you.
Go ahead and answer.
I refrained from walking in solidarity
with your Monty.
Who I definitely knew at the time. And actually may have played pool against at one point and hadn't realized it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I too knew of Juan.
What? Knew of Juan? Juan who?
What?
Who is this Juan you speak of? Ham?
Up your voice.
I don't know.
What
the hell?
What the hell is going on?
I knew Monty back then.
Okay.
And he was crutches at that point, so he could have walked.
Oh, jerk. You heard my music?
No, I knew you back then.
God.
Beyond the Score? I was a Beyonder.
Burn that, Connor.
But did you guys do bits when you graduated?
No, I didn't do the Master Chief full set of armor walking across the stage or anything like that.
If I remember correctly, I went on stage, and as I walked across and they called my name, I did the curtsy, and then I got my degree.
On purpose?
Yeah.
And then all your family just erupted in laughter.
So I was going to get to that. So
Dad was shaking his head in embarrassment.
When we had our ceremony, I remember looking around for my parents while at the graduation. There was like, they had it like split off into like three different times you could go to have your graduation done. And so for liberal arts,
they had like our designated time or whatever.
Libs.
For the libs. And I remember looking around in this in the super pit.
Yeah.
To see if I could find my parents. Couldn't find them. I heard them when I walked, but immediately followed up by like the person after me had like half a section dedicated for that one person.
Right.
So it was like 40 people with air horns like immediately erupting as soon as they walked.
See, I knew mine would be easy because I just looked for the sombreros and vuvuzelas. And I was like, Montemayor's.
There they are.
Actually, no. I didn't walk or do the whole in-person bid for college. That seemed like a beating.
It was a beating.
I did it for high school, obviously, but college, I was like, yeah, you can just mail it to me.
I wanted to make sure I actually got my degrees, though. It was big for me to do that. I really wanted to do it, too.
Yeah, on swing number three, I really wanted to make sure that I actually got the degree. Make sure everything was finished up nice and wrapped up with a bow.
Yeah.
After failing twice.
It's like a release. There's all the buildup of going through college and then the release of actually, I am done. Not that kind of release.
You built it up the same
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you went right into the tassel.
I throw up my hat. I'm like, oh.
I know which one's mine. Won't we,
stuck to my hair.
I can't throw in the air.
Damn it.
But people are going crazy at graduations these days. In New York, three people were arrested during a brawl at a community college graduation. Two families started throwing punches at one another. This was at Gateway Community College graduation ceremony.
Well, a community college graduation brawl sounds really beaten.
Yeah,
hold that thought.
There's a whole lot going in life, right in your life if you are getting arrested at a community college graduation.
Yeah.
School officials had to briefly pause handing out the diplomas while police broke up the fight, the college said in a statement. Two were charged. But you thought that was beaten?
Yep.
Not limited to just colleges or community colleges. In Toledo, Ohio, at a kindergarten graduation, a fight broke out among the parents, obviously.
Okay. First, we are over-graduated as a society.
Yeah. Also, you're fighting at a kindergarten graduation.
Over what?
It resulted in none of the families being able to watch their children walk across the stage. The fight was over seating. Somebody brought their own chairs and decided to plunk down in front of somebody else, and the person behind them got mad, which resulted in a brawl. Which canceled the ceremony.
Okay, which to be fair, why are you bringing your own seating to a kindergarten graduation ceremony? Not watching them play soccer or attempt to play soccer.
How are you going to get around?
Well, I would assume like the cafeteria had enough seating. Maybe not.
Also, I don't think this is a wheelchair. I think this is just a regular
chair.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Monty can only think in terms of chairs what affects him.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It is a fun time.
That would be, you're right. What could you have possibly gotten into? Like, I guess just the seating, but is there literally anything else that would make sense? Who had the best hand turkey?
Do you get valedictorians if, like, you're the best kindergartner?
Do you get what?
I'm not going to say it again because I don't think I've ever said
valedictorians.
I passed out. You're not a Victorian that they're giving the A-OK sign to.
Oh, it's Dictorian. Whoops.
It's valedictorian. Yeah. Were you an invalid or a valid Victorian?
I never had to encounter that word before.
I got the seal of approval.
Wow.
They would immediately strip you of your title if you went up there and said, I'm the valid Victorian. The salutatorian would raise a fit.
Escort you off the stage after. He's like, no. Boy, Ham's valedictorian speech would be something else.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's a double turkey.
They'd be
right
like,
there.
How good must have his math scores been to make up for his English?
Did anybody else graduate?
He must be like
what
a
kind
Matt,
of school was this?
Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting math
he was
major.
Liberal arts, so
we are
like
on
these cups.
Best lives
my fellow
graduates,
take in today because we are on the cusp.
So say you're valedictorian, Matt Birmingham.
But do they give those out to kindergartners?
Doubtful.
I doubt
it
too.
No.
Yeah.
Luckily, the kids were downstairs rehearsing, because you need to rehearse that stuff with kids. hey, walk across stage.
I don't feel like we're going to have a valid Victorian coming from that group. They have to practice walking.
No, yeah, these kids are idiots.
Also, how much does that suck for the kid? You're downstairs, you don't even know what's going on, and then you go to walk and you look to see your family, and they're not even there.
Or, if you're the parent and don't want to go to this ceremony, do you stage a fight to get out of it with one of the other dads? Like, you don't want to be here, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, we'll meet up at the bar after.
Yeah.
I'll pay for your bail. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Nah.
No, there's only like 12 other families here.
We'll look like better dads if we get into a fight.
My kid wasn't even the top valedictorian or whatnot.
Right.
Let's get out of here.
Goal for you, Baldy. Get into a fight at your kid's kindergarten graduation.
Y'all may never see me again because my wife may kill me.
Well, don't fight her.
You get out of the ceremony,
don't
though.
Fight your wife. Yeah. I mean, fight another parent.
Yeah, we don't want spousal abuse happening at your kid's ceremony. Well, it sounds like ceremony.
She's really putting the screws to him, though. He can't defend himself.
No, I mean, of course not. You've seen my wife. You know what she looks like.
Yeah. You're kind of doing yourself no favors there, because you're making it sound like she's like the biggest lady ever that's kicking your ass.
That is not Tyrone. Yes, it's not Tyrone. I see the person that I'm yeah. about to fight at the kindergarten ceremony.
If it was that guy, if no, it was that Tyrone.
No, not fighting him.
But then again, he'd probably show up naked.
I could tell you one personal anecdote real quickly. At my high school graduation, I was uncomfortable the entire time because I was sitting next to two like of the prettiest girls in our class. And shockingly, I was not comfortable around girls at the time.
You had an erection.
And so I was sitting, yeah, I was sitting there just fully bricked. No. I was just...
I can't stand!
I was so uncomfortable, and they were like, come on, Monson, we gotta go on the stage. And
your gown's just sticking up?
I gotta get blood to literally any other part of my body. No, I was just very uncomfortable, and I could tell I was sweating, and I was just waiting for this thing to be over. Instead of seizing the opportunity or just saying, hey, how's it going? I clammed up.
So to speak.
You're damn. Of the hardwood.
I'm happy for you, though.
You shouldn't be. I got nothing going.
Well, neither do I. I
thought it's all worked out for you since then.
Yeah, luckily, yeah, that was the low point of my life. Since then, it's been
it's
trending.
All uphill.
Yeah, it's been an arrow pointing straight to the moon.
But well, there you go. Congratulations, yay. Graduates.